Aide to Alan Chomating, Philip Langdon, says their camp is not determined, is not intimidated by the wholesale endorsement Nanado has received from the 34 constituency chairman. He said the endorsement is rather to Nanado's discredit, since the party's rule states that leaders are not supposed to openly declare their support for a candidate.
Nanado has declared his intention and we wish him well. The crowds that came, many of them are people who support us. And when they are given an invitation by Nanado to attend his inauguration, they will not turn him down. Out of courtesy, they will participate. Many of them had informed us they were going to go. So there's nothing about it that is worrying to us at all.
Philip, some MPs and party executives have openly declared their support for Nana, and some analysts think it will be difficult for Alan to beat Nana in the race. Do you see it that way too?
Not at all, in the least. You know, the regulations of the party are very clear. There's guidance for candidates about the way they should behave. You know, there are rules for candidates about the way they should behave. And it is very clear that executives at whatever level, regional, constituency, or national, are not to declare openly for a candidate. One of the things that made the previous executive very unpopular with the rank and file of the party was the open bias they were showing towards one candidate. It did not go down well with the rank and file of the party. The national executives are currently doing their best to appear neutral, but there are other executives who are coming out, members of parliament, who are behaving in a manner that is clearly against the rules of the party. And that kind of impunity is not good. If, as a party, when we go into a national election and our other competitors begin to break the rules in the same way, I'm sure we'll be the first to complain. So what is happening now with Nanado's campaign, I don't think is going to his credit. It is rather, in my opinion, to his discredit.